Alrighty, we're going to go ahead and get started tonight. It's good to see everybody. Tonight we're talking about reproducing your faith. So this is the last topic we're going to be talking about in our discipleship series. And then next week and the week after, we'll have two guest speakers that will be coming and sharing their testimony with you. So they're going to be reproducing their faith to you by sharing their testimony. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Here as we start, I just want to read some lyrics to you real quick, because you're going to recognize these lyrics. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and calls the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Simple. Simple lyrics to a simple song of a very almost incomprehensible story of what Jesus has done for us. And is this not our story? And what's the theme of this song? I heard. I heard, I heard, I heard, I heard, I heard. And what does Paul say in Romans 10? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the word of Christ. And that's what I want to impress on you tonight, is that you came to faith because someone else spoke words about Jesus Christ to you. Those words entered into your mind through your ear canals, and you came to faith through the Spirit working in your life because of those words. Incomprehensible. But so simple. So simple. And so tonight we share this story. We take part in this redemptive history that Jesus Christ has included us in. And our obligation as a Christian, our duty as a Christian, is to speak it to others and to reproduce our faith that way. And now when I say reproduce our faith, I'm not saying that we have the Holy Spirit's powers to make other people believe. What I mean is that we have the faith to say that when I speak the word of God to someone in truth and in love, that it does not go void, that it works, that God is faithful and allows it to work in the heart of that person. That's what sharing our story is about, sharing that old story, sharing about what you know about heaven and what you know about hell and what you know about how Christ has changed your life. That is the beauty of how God has chosen to use man for his good purposes. Think about it for a second. The way he chose to use us is for us to speak God's word to other people, correct? That is the same thing, the same action that the Creator used to create the universe. He spoke. God said, "Let there be." And there was. And he extended that to us, to be a part of that kind of power, if you will. To be entangled in that power of the Holy Spirit, so that when we speak, we know that we are speaking in confidence. And we know that God is faithful. And we know that his word is going to produce fruit. We may never see it in our lifetime. You may never, ever see it in the person that you've been sharing your faith with up until the point of their death. You may never see it. And that's hard to comprehend. That's hard to deal with at times as a Christian. And so how do we deal with that? Well, we got to make sure that when we are sharing our story, that we understand where our boundaries are in the story. You see, Christ gave us a story that is very unique and very, very edifying as a body of believers. We all have that. Christ died for me. Christ took me from my sins. I'm going to be resurrected with Christ one day. We all share those same unique qualities. But at the same time, each one of our stories is very different. When I tell my testimony to somebody, it may not have the effect when Brenda tells her testimony to the same person, because they may be able to relate better to Brenda. But does that stop me from going and not sharing my testimony? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So we got to make sure that when we are speaking the word of God to someone into their life, speaking that to them in truth and in love, that we are confident that God's word is not going to go void. And so we speak that which we have heard, because as Paul says, faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the word of the Lord, word of Christ. When we speak God's truth as revealed in the scriptures, it does not go out and just fall to the ground. We're speaking profitable seed. You know, Kentucky just recently, this is just right off the cuff here, so let's hope this works. Kentucky here has just allowed the hemp production in the state, correct? And they've had hemp seed sitting at the whatever agency downtown Louisville for over 2 weeks. And if they didn't get those hemp seeds in the ground before a certain date, then the growing season would have been shot, because it wouldn't have been matured by the time the plants got to where they needed to be in order to do the research on them. So those seeds would have been put into the ground and they would have went to waste. Okay? God's word does not do that. When we speak God's word, we can be confident that when it is not going to go to waste at all. At all. And so Jesus, before he ascends to the heavens, he gives us what we know as the Great Commission. So our text tonight is coming from Matthew 28, 16 through 20. And you can turn there if you would like to. If it's real short, so it's not a big deal if you don't. Matthew 28, 16 through 20. And this is right before Christ ascends into the heavens. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them, and when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always." Some of us have not shared our faith in a very long time, for whatever reason. Maybe you've just made excuses. Maybe it's just something that makes you uncomfortable and you're not sure how to do it. For whatever reason it is, some of us have not shared our faith in a very long time. But is there anything in Matthew 28, 16 through 20, that tells us that sharing our faith is an option in the Christian life? Notice with me what he says. These are imperatives. These are commands. Christ is saying, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." There's no room for maybes here, or I think he said that, but Christ is pretty clear. Go and tell people about me. That's why Paul says faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the word of God. Because that is the only way people can come to Christ, is if we Christians who already believe, who have already heard, who have already taken in the gospel and made it our own and claimed it for our own. The only way people can come to Christ is if they do the same. That means that we have to share. We have to tell others about how Christ has changed us, has taken us from the pits of our sin and bestowed his righteousness on us, even though in this life we still fall short of the glory of God. But because of his sacrifice, we are able to know that we are saved. That despite what happens on this earth, despite what happens in our families, despite what happens in Ukraine or North Korea or China or Russia or wherever, that we are safe in Christ. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thing to have, and a beautiful, beautiful thing to be able to believe and hold to in times of just tragedy. You can share that with other people. You can tell them the truth of what Jesus Christ came to do on earth. I was talking with Jennifer this morning, or actually right about lunchtime, and I was just thinking, you know, you hear on the news, any of you watch Dancing with the Stars? You see Dancing with the Stars? Well, Candace Cameron, whatever her last name is now, she was the Christian on the show, and they played it up. I mean, they made her look like an idiot sometimes, and they never allowed her to say Jesus. She always had to say God. And I remember one specific time, she said, I can do all things through God, and she said it very hesitantly. The Bible says I can do all things through who? Through Jesus, okay, who strengthens me. And she knows that. They were editing for the purpose of maintaining their viewer rating, okay? But they took out Jesus because it's such a divisive name. If I say Hitler to you, do you get all up in arms? If you were Jewish, maybe. If I say Muhammad to you, do you get all up in arms? Maybe. Maybe more so closer to September 11th than away from it. If I say Stalin, do you get all up in arms? Do you get offended by that name? See, we say Jesus, and the world cringes. It is so divisive. It is so divisive. And so when we speak truth to others through what Christ has done in our lives, we're pretty much drawing a line in the sand just as Jesus did. And that puts you out in the open for public ridicule, for personal ridicule. You're going to spend some of your social capital, if you will. You may burn your reputation with somebody by sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with them. But let me ask you this. What's more, your social reputation or the reputation of a holy and righteous God who has died for you? You see, evangelism is very simple, but it's very difficult because Satan knows how to manipulate us and to make us think that we can't do it and or that we shouldn't say it, or he can make us our stomachs hurt at the wrong time, make us feel all nervous and all those things. And we buy into it and we buy into it, and then all of a sudden we realize that it's been 20 years and I'm not told anybody about Jesus Christ. Or it's been 3 weeks and thought about even talking to somebody. We've got to be subordinate to Christ. And if we're subordinate to Christ, Christ says go and make disciples. And by going and making disciples, that means reproducing our faith. And by reproducing our faith, that means speaking what God has done through the scriptures and in your life to other people. So sometimes we even, those excuses that we make, for example, this generation, this current generation, the youth downstairs, the older kids, even the kids, the smaller kids, a lot of people in this world think that it's hopeless, especially in American culture. Because, I mean, you look at TV, you see all the craziness that's going on TV, and you're just, there's so many distractions, there's so many evil things that are just being indoctrinated into our youth, and people just sit by, and especially, and I say people, I mean Christians sit by, and they're just like, what's the point? What's a word from me going to do for any of those kids? But those kids, those youth, those babies, they need it more than anybody right now. They're our future. And if we're not taking the time to tell them about Jesus Christ and the good news and the opportunity to be saved from all the evil things that they do and they think and they feel, then what are we setting up our future to be like? Your grandkids. Their kids. We have a Christian duty to share our faith. And what we're saying, that when we make those types of excuses, is that excuse, whether it's a hopeless generation or they just have too many distractions or they're not going to listen to me for whatever reason, when we take that excuse and we use it and we apply it in our lives and we cower down and don't tell others about Jesus Christ, what we're saying is that those excuses are more powerful than what God has done through the scriptures. And do you see the discrepancy there? There's a clear division. The power of God versus technology, sex, alcohol, all those other things that, that people that are not in the church love and feed on. The power of God is so much more powerful, and we need to believe that. Because when we use excuses to not evangelize, that's what we're saying, that those excuses that we're making are more powerful than God's word. And then when we believe that, then we've pretty much shut down our gospel witness altogether. If you say you believe in Jesus Christ, then you have to affirm that your duty as a Christian to speak so that others may hear. It's not just my job as a preacher. It's not just Chris's job as a music minister. It's not just Ben's job as a preacher or Ken's or any of the church staff or the deacons. It's every Christian's responsibility to speak into the life of other people. Go and make disciples. And I encourage you to do that. And before we end tonight, I just want to run through a couple things to think about as you're, when you come into these situations, should I say something? Should I not? Is this a good time? You know, you got a lot of emotions and a lot of things running through your mind, and then all of a sudden the moment's up and you've missed your chance to share about Jesus to someone. These are just a few things that I want you to keep in mind. First, when you're sharing about what Christ has done in your life, the focus needs to be on what Christ has done and not on what you have done. It's not about your sin. It's about what Christ has done to cover your sin. So don't spend time boasting in the evil things that you used to take part in. A lot of people do that, and they don't realize it. They don't mean it to come across that way. But when you're thinking through your testimony, you need to think through that. Am I coming across to be more self-centered or Christ-centered? Because the point is to share Christ, not to indulge on the different things that have gone on in your past. That just deludes it and makes it useless, pretty much. Secondly, remember, all you can do is speak. You know, a lot of the burden for evangelism is feeling like, I've talked to this person 50 times, and they just don't get it. They just don't get it. What else can I do? Well, there's nothing else you can do, and you need to realize that. Evangelism is about trusting God and leaving it to God. You plant the seed, and God takes care of the rest. If that seed does not germinate in one person, that's not on you. As a Christian, we need to understand that, because that's a huge burden. A lot of times we want to be the difference maker in someone's life, and that is a good and a holy attribute or yearning inside of us. But when it comes to eternal salvation, Christ has commanded us simply to go and make disciples and to teach and to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He didn't say anything about us being able to save other people. We need to embrace that, because that can take a lot of burden off of a weary, weary soul. Because yes, it hurts when you share and you share and you share and you share and nothing seems to be happening, and that person happens to be called home off this earth, and you realize, probably not, he or she's probably not with the Lord. It's good to know, good to trust, that the fact that you shared, you have done what God has called you to do. And the rest is completely on God, however it works out for that person. So don't let that be a burden on you, because it can be a burden very quickly. And Satan can lock onto that and make that something in your life that you don't need it to be, and ultimately shut you down from sharing your gospel witness with others. And last, practice your testimony. You know what Christ has done in your life. You know how you were before you came to Jesus Christ. Practice your testimony. Have some verses to go along with it that you just clinged on to over the years, and weave those into your testimony. Practice those. It's hard to have a conversation with someone and you're kind of jittery through the conversation because you don't know exactly how it needs to go, and God did this, and yes, that can work sometimes, but practice your testimony. You know yourself better than anyone else, and so you need to be able to share that, and that's what God's calling us to do. Share what Christ has done in your life with other people. That's all he's calling us to do. to love others, to share with others, to speak truth and love to others. That's what reproducing your faith is about. Some will believe. Others will not. That is not on you, though. What is on you is to share. And the rest is up to God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you again for this time. God, you know we've been going through all these different discipleship topics and spirituality issues and areas where we need to grow, where we need to mature, where we need to fix. God, I just pray that your Spirit convicts each of us right now, the coming week, that those areas in our life that are weakest, maybe it's reading our Bible, maybe it's being alone a certain stretch of the day and just praying and being quiet and silent. Maybe it's even not sharing faith with others. Convict us. Do these things, not because burdened by them. Faith. All right. Everybody had a good week so far? I'm with you, Lord. Burning up. Wally, you liking this, aren't you? Oh, man. I'm sweating to the oldies up here. I feel like Richard Simmons. All right. So how's God showed himself to you this week? How can we praise him this week? God is so good. Definitely praise him for his goodness. What else? What else? Yeah. Right. Pretty sweet when you realize you don't deserve it, isn't it? Areas of spiritual growth, continue to pray for our church and our youth. Coming church events, we have Super Sunday this coming Sunday. It's hard to believe that June's already here. Do you guys have a deacons meeting as well? Probably. Pray for it anyway. Anything else for this category? Bible school, yes, VBS. Prayer for ministers. Tonight, we've prayed for my buddy Suresh before. Suresh Samangi. I'll spell his name for you. S-U-R-E-S-H. R-E-S-H. Well, his mom is dying of uterine cancer. And she's all the way in India, elderly lady, just suffering. And she was taken to ICU 2 days ago. Doctor sent her home today. Nothing else they can do for her, so it's just kind of a countdown. Suresh can't go back. If he goes back, he risks being stuck in India for the and it ruins his visa opportunity here in the U.S. So he's going through emotional turmoil right now. His father passed away 2 years ago, wasn't able to go back then, and so here he is again in the, kind of the same situation. So if we can just lift him and his family up, especially his mom, for a quick passing, so that her pain is, she's a believer, so there's good news there. Suresh is very comforted by that, but I can't imagine not being able to get back and be with a parent. Be praying for him and his family. Any family or friends? May be good. We'll keep praying for her. That's tough. update on her? Ezra's, if y'all didn't hear that, Ezra's going to the doctor tomorrow for the checkup. Just make sure. Did he? PRATT. Continue to pray for his I lost friends and family. Continue to lift up David and Denny. This category. Prayer. Pat, would you just thank God for his goodness, being a good father? Brenda, would you thank God that he never leaves us nor forsakes us? Alan, would you pray for our church, continued growth, and especially our youth? John, would you pray for Super Sunday, the upcoming deacons meeting? Laura, would you pray for VBS, especially the kids? Chris, would you pray for Suresh? Joe, would you pray for Beulah and the situation with her? Donnie, would you pray for Chris and Laura Dawn as they prepare for Oliver's coming? Jenny, would you pray for Gladys Funk? Wally, would you pray for Ezra? Betty, would you pray for Gary's continued recovery from the pneumonia and all the doctor visits? And then I'll finish this out. Let's go to Lord. Do what? You'll follow Jenny. Yes.